God.
It's karma for trying to shake it. Do not get that all over the mic. I will stab you. All right. That's enough. That's enough. You are now making a mess.
But that sounded so cool.
I'm sure it did.
And you ruined it, Joey. Well, you can turn your mic off.
I can turn my mic off, but still.
Oh, speaking of...
Yeah, because you're making a mess.
But it's on a towel.
Speaking of mics, though, we have all three working today.
Yes, we do. Welcome to podcast number 12. This is Joey.
Sigh.
That's Ben.
That was Ben. He meant to say Ben. And Joanna.
And I think our special guest just walked in the front door. So I think we're going to wait...
Bro, it's our special guest just walking as soon as we start.
Or is it my sister leaving?
No, it's our special guest.
It's Jay!
Looking all swag and shit.
You're still wearing green from yesterday, aren't you?
He's trying to look swag.
We're on live.
He's still drunk.
Wrong seat, Dan.
Hey, you see that random chair that's in the mic?
That's where you sit.
Okay, sweet.
I just kind of get to lean in because...
So what, it's too sunny in here for you?
Thank you.
My eyes are cuter.
Team Hot Mess.
Alright, you gotta move in like towards the mic here.
Team Hot Mess is in the building.
Now that Dan's here, let's tell the story. So Dan sent out a Snapchat to everybody and his story that said, just woke up, still cute though. And I wasn't even with them. They were in a car driving to 7-Eleven. And I sent him a snap back and said, I got you beat. And they sent him a snap.
We're cuter.
So everybody's cuter.
Everybody's against you. You're not cute, Dan.
I hate all of you.
It's because you're Mexican.
We love you.
You gotta lean back just a little bit.
I'm gonna try not to let my allergies bother me this whole
time. I'm gonna
tell you the shirt I got?
No.
It's a green shirt I almost wore yesterday. It said, what did it say? What did it
you
say?
Had me at Ola. But it's a Mexican guy. It's a Mexican guy with a Mexican hat.
Like a sombrero?
Yeah, I almost wore it yesterday.
That would have been
nice. In case anybody's curious, Daniel is Mexican.
I'm not.
He's a Mexican.
I got yelled at yesterday for not wearing green on St. Paddy's Day. Like, I'm Irish. I don't fucking need to wear green.
Yeah, you do. I didn't wear green.
I wore this green bracelet that glows in the dark. That's about it.
That's cool. I realize I don't own anything green.
He wasn't wearing anything green.
I had green letters on my shirt.
I dipped my penis in green dye.
That's true.
Penis! That's what I wanted to say. That's not on the list.
Penis.
What I was going to say...
Penis.
Is... We never even discussed the rules of the game.
Which I'm totally okay with.
No, what I was going to say about the penis thing is the room. Remember how it was one side of the room?
Uh-huh.
We're in a different room now, guys.
Oh, yeah, we are. We are in my family room now. Yeah. It has carpet, so the sound's better.
Yeah, there's no echoing. But remember how it was one side of the room that always had penis jokes?
Yeah.
We don't have that side of the room anymore.
But you just started it, so it starts over there. Penis.
All right, let's not do penis.
That gets so old so fast.
We're not going to do it again. Sorry, guys. By the end of last podcast, they were like, shut the fuck up!
That's how I felt editing it. That's pretty much how it went.
People just turned us off like, fuck you, penis.
Oh, which
fuck you, penis.
So, me and Ben talked about a secret project we were working on.
Yes.
Last
podcast.
Are
you going to tell us what it is?
It's up and running.
It's up and running now.
Oh, can I ruin it?
Yeah, go for it.
Is it the Minecraft server?
It is.
The
Minecraft server. We have like...
Ben showed me yesterday. It was fucking badass.
30 people on it now.
Really?
You have people on it? In order to become a member, you have to sign up on our website. So that means they come to the website. We had people looking at our YouTube channel last night. And we had people listening to our podcast last night.
Nice!
Awesome!
That was an awesome fucking idea. And I told them I'd give them all a shout-out, so hey, everybody.
Shout-out to everyone on the server.
Nobody saw
the wink.
He winked in a very provocative way.
Podcast.
No, it wasn't a provocative way. It was just a wink.
No,
is there a wink?
That's like a me and Dan wink.
Can we talk about
the wink
fact
that's
that
not seductive?
That's true. Every wink is seductive. I can't help it.
Can we talk about the fact that
there's nothing seductive about that?
I can't wink either. It's okay.
It's like I have to use my entire face. It's like,
yeah, I'm the same way. Doesn't make sense.
I'm great at it.
Can you wink with both eyes?
Me and Dan.
Like back and forth?
See, I can only close my left eye and I can't even really wink with it.
I'm better with the left one.
Yeah, me too. That was right on. I don't like the right one because it's gay.
You gotta wink your head.
You look like you're fucking twitching.
It's more of a twitch.
Yeah, the left eye. Isn't it? Yeah, Joey got wet. What's up?
Okay, so we have two lists.
We do. In fact, I forgot. I'm gonna need my phone because my list is on my phone.
You stupid.
Okay, so we'll start with our list.
Okay. What do we have first on the list?
First order of business, Team Hot Mess shirts.
Team Hot Mess?
We're
getting them.
Yes, hashtag Team Hot Mess.
I was actually going to make shirts for my workplace.
Which is another thing I need to bring up back about the website, how we got a new website. By the way, we got a new website as part of the Minecraft server.
Hey, way to fuck our story.
Sorry. It's important. It's relevant to your story.
We're going back to
okay,
Team
go
Hot
ahead.
Mess.
It also has a store where you're going to be able to buy the t-shirts
For shizzle, my nizzle.
Oh,
oh my god, I'm gonna strangle that dog.
Do yeah, it. You could kill it.
You won't.
You won't. No you balls. Won't.
No balls.
Maybe I'll move it outside.
Dan, I'm so glad you're here.
Dan and Sai are friends, by the way.
Oh, we're best friends. We put the B before the F.
I love it.
Just so y'all know, Sai is drinking out of a bottle of wine right
Why?
Now.
No, I'm not.
So yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
At like 2 o'clock in the
Don't
afternoon.
Don't come over if you're still drunk and annoying. As
you But I'm not annoying when I'm drunk. I'm fucking hilarious.
You do talk a lot when you're drunk.
You do.
Everyone's annoying when they're drunk and the other people are sober.
Eh.
That's good. That's good.
It's true. I can't deal with people when I'm sober and they're drunk. I want to kill them. That's why I can't work at a bar.
I was like, about to say, Sai, when are you ever sober?
True. But I work
tell
at
Tell us your story about
yeah,
the bar.
Yeah,
please.
No, this
Come
is
on.
A great fucking
well, I'm
introduction.
I'm going to go strangle the dog while Sai tells okay. the story.
That's a weird thing to say.
All right. We promise you we don't hurt animals. Disclaimer.
No animal was making...
Was hurt during
the
making of
this
movie. Of
this- Dan goes, no. It's not how you say that. No animal was harmed in the making of this podcast. Ooh, he strangled the dog. Like, I heard a yelp and holy shit, I got to bury this thing. That's what I just heard.
It's still alive.
I heard you don't work for money. Like, did he just call his sister a prostitute?
You
Say what
in,
you, what we
you
just
work?
Read on the phone.
Of what?
The last thing you read about life and lemons.
Oh, yeah.
Unless life gives you sugar and water, your lemonade's going to suck. One man walking into the family room. I couldn't fucking speak.
No, he fucked it up because he interrupted you.
Good One news. Man. I thought his sister was taking the dog with her.
Good. Oh, my God. That's so nice. Thank you, Kelsey. Go die. I'm just kidding. Shout out to Kelsey.
I go
down. There you go. All right. No, thank you for taking the dog because that dog was about to get strangled by Joey. Literally, I heard you walk over there and I heard a dog yelp and then I heard, holy shit, I have to bury this thing. And then I heard your sister and I heard you say, you don't work for money. And something else. I don't remember. Anyway,
that's exactly
so,
how it happened.
I know. All right, so back to my work story. My work story is pretty long.
Oh, jeez.
Like, I don't Go like... Ahead. No, it's not really that long at all. It's like All right,
then just
spit seconds.
It out.
Give
all
us a brief version.
So, I work in an Irish bar, and since it was St. Paddy's Day weekend...
Got it.
Since it was St. Paddy's Day weekend, we were slammed. Like, this whole last week, the past week leading up to St. Paddy's Day, nothing but prep.
Because it picks it up. Going down your throat, and it's a really gross sound.
As this one is burping over here.
Oh my god.
Yay! Right.
Hey, you know what? It's
we
still
can
a little,
cut all of this.
It's still a little bit, it's a little bit more professional than last week's podcast, so it's okay. I'll keep it.
Alright, so. I work in an Irish bar. I already said that.
Right.
St. Paddy's Day, blah, blah, blah. This whole past week, we've been prepping for St. Paddy's Day. Loads and loads of food. Like, loads of food. Amount of food. Is
and just so much.
It's just
Lots
the most.
Of food.
The most
Got
amount
it.
Of food.
The most amount of food.
All right, so
he did lots of food.
So we're all exhausted, and since we've been prepping, I wear Chucks to work because I'm a boss ass bitch. All right, bitch, so I wear my bitch, Chucks, bitch. Dirty ass Chucks.
I have a Chuck story.
Dirty ass Chucks and a bad bitch lace up. Okay.
Story.
Okay, enough with the MGK quotes today.
It was only one. Anyways, That's back to my story. There. Fuck you.
God, it would be amazing if we could get through this entire story.
Yeah.
It would be. It's an hour-long story. You can just chop and screw this bitch. So, since day one, like, I don't wear a non-slip. Like I said, I wear Chucks to work. They're not non-slip. So, I'm sliding all over the place when the floor is wet or greasy. Like, you get a spill, and I'm fucking slipping sliding. I like to dance on the floor when it's wet, because I'm a better dancer when it's wet. Hey! All right, so... From day one, I was like, yo, I'm going to bust my ass. Like, one of these days, I'm going to flat out bust my ass.
And you sure did.
Last night. I made it through the entire week. It was St. Paddy's Day. We were closing. I was mopping the floor.
And you busted.
Legit. Like, I was mopping the last part of the floor, and I busted my ass. Like, cartoon style. Like, feet in the air, back, bow.
Ow.
I laughed, and only one person saw me, and went and told the rest of the fucking bar.
Like, my picture's over?
Almost.
My picture's over? So cute, though.
Still cute, though.
You were an adorable kid, Joey.
We're cuter.
Well, thank you. I don't know what happened.
That's weird.
That's a joke.
Moving on, what's the next story?
Ben, why don't you tell us about your weekend?
My weekend was awesome.
Oh yeah, you went to Orlando for UCA?
I did, in fact.
That was honest game time for those who don't know.
UCA is the Universal Cheerleading Association?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. They're like the Mormon...
Ulcers the chlamydia asshole. Yes. That's what I think.
So. That's what I think of them.
Okay.
Which is great, because they are the Mormons of cheerleading, is what we've decided.
The nuns are Mormons?
The Mormons of cheerleading. Okay. Like,
nothing against Mormons. Or gays. You nothing can't, against the gays.
You can't no do anything provocative
except Daniel.
At all.
Except Daniel. Offense to him.
Fuck off, everyone. Fuck you guys.
No, oh, no, no. You were telling a story. We were just so interrupting Sai's story,
was,
too.
Was I was telling a story. That's it.
Basically, you can't do anything provocative, and we got called out on our dance for being too provocative.
Really?
Yeah.
Bro, your dance sucked.
I haven't seen it.
Bro, there's lots of booty shaking and hitting the ground and dropping it like it's hot.
Bro, shout out to Colleen. That fucking belly flop she does or whatever the fuck
splat?
She does.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that thing's badass. I went, oh! Ow!
Yeah, guys can't do that.
No!
Do you my nuts have a video of you guys competing or is that...
D-Day has it.
It's on can
I
post
it for the link up is my question.
You can I'm sure you can fucking post it because it's already probably got 1,000 videos on YouTube already.
Okay, cool. Then yeah, we'll link dump.
Link dump?
Link dump? I like to take a dump. But anyways, we on came link. In second place to
fuck
the...
Zelda.
Shut up.
Fuck Zelda.
All right, no offense to the gays. I love Zelda.
Continuing with Ben's story.
We came in second place to the former world champions. So, I mean, all in all, not a bad thing.
Out of seven teams, though.
Out of seven teams, so yeah.
It's pretty good. And you got a bid to Worlds, right?
We did. We get a bid to the world champion.
World bid, or the...
At large
bid. So at large. You still have to pay, yeah. Right?
Yep, $300 a person.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, at least we live close. You don't have to travel. It's
why don't we donate gaming.com? To the... Let's.
I'm gonna make a GoFundMe.
Okay, I'm stalking. Let's donate to the Let's Find a Fucking Place and Move In already.
Oh, Joanna
we're looking
said,
for a house.
We are. Well, Alan also wants to move in.
Who's Alan?
That's just way too many people.
So we're gonna get a fucking mansion now.
Mm-hmm. I'm so down with.
I went to a party at a mansion this
Can
weekend.
I just mow your
the
lawn?
Playboy Mansion.
No, it wasn't the Playboy Mansion.
I didn't know why I got that.
No, what'd you say?
Did you hear what he said?
No.
Daniel just said, asked
can
if
I just mow your lawn?
The mansion.
just let me use the bathroom and mow the lawn. Cool.
Can you make empanadas?
Yes.
Deal.
Deal.
Man, I get the lawn mowed and empanadas?
Oh, yeah.
Although, I don't like empanadas. Surprise, surprise.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
He's
we
white.
We all need to be on Adderall.
And Jewish. Like,
right.
He doesn't like anything except money.
Maybe this would go smoother if we all kind took of one beforehand.
All right, we can't have our own conversations going
Yeah, yeah, Joanne, you are worst at that, by the way.
Stop it.
Having your own little conversation over there with Ben, like that nobody else in the podcast.
Oh, so cute.
He said something and I answered him.
Oh my god, fucking
this
don't
is
be
a
dack.
You're such a dack.
Don't be a fucking dack.
We all need Adderall.
That was the conversation we were having.
That's the conversation
what's
she
next
was having
on our
that
list?
I wasn't listening to.
What's
no,
next?
You said it.
Our
no,
list was funnier. What's next on the list?
Well, since I didn't fucking finish my story.
Oh yeah.
There's more to it.
Sorry, finish your story.
So we got second place. We got our world's bid. And then we went to Disney. I should never, ever, ever go to Disney ever again.
Did you say fuck around the whole time?
Most inopportune time to curse.
Is that Disney World?
No. Like, we'd be alone. Around. We'd be like just our... It was me, Colleen, and Nick, and we'd just be cruising along in our little group. No one's around us, and as soon as I say fuck, like, there's 10 children around me. I'm like, what
it
the
was,
fuck?
It was Nick. Like, Nick's a, like, it happens all the time. Me and Nick went to Busch Gardens, and we had just watched an episode of Family Guy.
Oh, God.
Where Joe gets a new parrot. Joe's the guy in the wheelchair. He gets
okay,
a new parrot.
Right.
And Peter sees
Have
the new parrot.
Have you seen his car?
Hang on, shut up.
The show?
Shut up. Okay. No, I haven't. It's a truck, isn't it?
I don't know, but he starts it by, like, blowing into a tube, and then he stops it by putting the tubes in his ears and then, like, holding his nose like he's scuba diving. And then blowing out of his nose. It was the weirdest fucking thing.
Okay. I don't know about all that. Anyways, so Joe gets a new parrot, and he shows Peter, and Peter goes, cripple, 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 and Peter, and not the Peter, the parrot goes, cripple, and Joe goes, God damn it, Peter! So me and Nick had just watched that episode, and we went to Busch Gardens.
No, I know where this is going. I know. You're horrible.
I know. And we walk past
Are you the sure parrots. You want to tell the story?
I could tell it. We walk past the parrots. Like, Busch Gardens was empty. It was Nobody was there. So me and Nick look around, and at the same time, we both go, cripple, 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 cripple. As soon as we start, a fucking motherfucker in a wheelchair just rolls behind us, and he's just, like, staring us down so hard. I was like,
I know you guys are terrible.
This
people,
story
right?
isn't over. It's not over. Like, you think we're fucked up. Wait till you hear the rest of the story. So we go have our fun day at fucking Busch Gardens, and we're coming back, and we pass the parrots again. And we look around, and we're like, fuck this shit. Cripple, cripple. As soon as we fucking start again, the same motherfucker is rolling right behind it. Like, he was following us, waiting. Like, these motherfuckers are going to say it. As soon as we say it, we're like, fuck! Where did you come from, you demon? God, that guy was a fucking asshole. Yes. I'm glad I called you a cripple. No, that's fucked up. I'm sorry. Seriously, wow. fuck you for following us.
You are a terrible person.
It was such a bad timing.
All right, well, continue with your story, Ben.
Right, back to Disney World.
My brain just fucking exploded.
Yeah, Ben's story sucks compared to mine now.
That's it. We're just going to end the podcast. Said, we're done.
He just said, fuck around children. That happens like 24/7 for me.
Fuck.
But it was like, I was not cursing the entire time. There was no one around us. And then as soon as there's like a little kid behind me, I'm dropping the F-bomb.
Way to be a role model.
I'm a great role model. Not at all.
What's next on the list?
Next on the list is, the are list. We going to Busch Gardens tomorrow?
Oh, yes. I didn't write that down. You did.
That was a trick question.
And I don't know.
Why are we going to Busch Gardens tomorrow?
Because I told know. You last week that we wanted
I have to pick up Riley.
Oh, you're right. You did.
I have to pick up Riley from daycare tomorrow.
So take Riley to Busch Gardens.
What time do you have to pick her up?
Before 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
Or I might just leave her in daycare all day and go to Busch Gardens.
Or you could bring her to daycare with us.
We can all go to daycare. Yeah.
No.
You mean Busch Gardens.
Yeah, we can go to daycare instead of Busch Gardens.
I feel like let's all go to daycare.
We get nap time. I'm excited.
And snacks?
Nobody's going to let us in that fucking place.
They're like,
I'm here to pick up Riley, and they're here to take a nap.
can we go to daycare?
So don't mind the bottle of wine in my hand.
This is my zippy cup.
Oh, I know what's next on the list. That stiff arm. That fucking beautiful stiff arm I did to Joanna.
Oh, yeah.
Night.
We went out.
No, I'll
night.
Tell the story. Fuck you.
No, I
want to
start it and right, then
go ahead.
Go
ahead. Story. Joanna hasn't had a chance to tell a story.
Shut the fuck up, Si.
Nobody wants to hear her voice. Like,
fuck you.
I'm just kidding.
Bitch. You mean it.
Talk along. Don't be
okay,
fucking
so,
back.
Sunday night, we went out to celebrate Sam Patty's Day because Si had to work on the actual day.
Right.
So we're all drinking and I'm texting.
Stop.
Ben's over here slowly pulling it. If
like,
you want to pull it
off.
That's
what he meant when he said Ben. It wasn't to get your attention. No. It was to stop fucking peeling that.
You want
to
peel the whole thing off?
Just get it off.
Just like, do no. it. Just
one,
do it. Like
one
a
rip. Do it now.
By the way, life.
What?
That's not even fucking fair. I have an entire bottle of wine. You can't an entire bottle.
So drink half.
No, drink your Mountain Dew.
I'm not chugging Mountain Dew. I'm going to piss on the microphone. Speaking of pissing. No, I'm not even going to tell that story. I'm sorry.
Okay, so listen. Go ahead. I was texting, and they took my phone away, and I wanted my phone back, and we were arguing. I spilled Ty's drink.
You spilled the entire drink.
The entire drink. I just the got that drink. And it was a good drink, too.
And it was the last bit of the bullshit.
So pissed. Like, that was a good...
Okay, well, you all shouldn't have taken my phone.
It tasted like Gatorade. I was impressed.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
And as I was trying to get my phone... Go ahead and tell.
So...
You did it closer.
Was that the...
Oh, you missed it. We start every podcast opening a bottle of soda, so I wanted to open the bottle of Gatorade. Sorry, continue the story. All right,
so... she was trying to get her phone back. Dan handed it to me. I don't know why. It wasn't anything, like,
exciting.
Important texting. Like, I didn't see anything
funny. I just wanted her to jump over the bar to try to get her phone.
I didn't know that. I was reading it, and I was trying to read the phone. And I was... As I was reading it, she was trying to get the phone for me. And it was, like, I could have been... Like a football superstar. I stiff-armed that bitch so fucking hard. Right in her face.
And
like,
then put
it
me
was
in a joke.
It was a boom! Like, I hit her face and held it as I was reading the phone. And she was like spinning around with me and I'm still like my hands in her face. And she's like doing the fucking kid thing where you wheel your arms around trying to fucking stop you. It was funny. That's about it. That's the end of that story.
That was a nice story. I hope life gives you some water and sugar. Sure, lemonade sucks.
That joke was way funnier the other way around.
I hope you get hit by a bus. Filled with children.
Filled with children.
God. Okay, so
and
what about
we're
your
back.
My list is like more news oriented.
Let's have you guys seen?
You remember when we used to read the Cyanide and Happiness comics?
Yeah. Yes,
I love Cyanide and Happiness.
Have you seen their new shorts?
No. Their vines?
No. Oh my God, they make 30-second videos on YouTube that are the Cyanide and Happiness characters. Fucking hilarious! I watched all of them back to back.
No shit.
Yeah, really good.
I remember somebody dabbling in it like a few years back.
They were about 6 months ago, roughly. They started doing it, and they come out with episodes every week, and they're like way better than they were back when they were like dabbling.
Nice.
Well, I know something has similar to Cyanide and Happiness vines, like that's like ASDF. I think it is. I
never heard of it.
Well, I mean, if you hit a keyboard, your left hand is supposed to be on ASDF.
Yeah, it is.
Right. So I think it's ASDF or something like that. Well,
fuck you. Somebody else told him that. He didn't reach that conclusion on his own.
No, I did. Fuck you. But I think that's the name of their Vine channel, but they have legit, like, the funniest fucking vines I've ever seen. Ben, stop making noise!
I'm not making a roar.
I can hear you biting on your bottle cap.
Out of your mouth.
Sorry.
Even though I can probably hear my lip rings bouncing off my teeth every fucking time I talk, so.
Oh, well, as long as it's part of your talking, you know, like, goes, I don't know. Fucking.
They know it's me.
Do you always wear your lip rings?
Yes. Usually I take them out. I think last podcast I didn't take them out.
I didn't notice them last podcast. Okay. But you do have your own mic this time.
I do.
Yay.
And I'm very close.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have to get more mics now if we keep adding people to the podcast.
Hey, fuck you guys. You're never coming back. No, you pay your own fucking $100 for a mic, all right? Sick of spending money.
All right.
Hey, you got your own mic this week, so.
Moving on. I did get my own mic.
Everybody else is sharing a mic, and I'm here by myself.
Can I sit on your lap?
One is the loneliest number. I'm singing to that gummy bear because he's been on that fucking song forever.
Story time, and I'm actually going to take a picture of that right now.
Link dump. Fuck you, Zelda. I say that every time.
Oh, can I tell you guys that I'm really excited for Captain America coming out in a couple weeks?
The second one? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yeah,
Winter Soldier. Can we all go see it together?
Back to the gummy bear.
Yeah. Back to the gummy bear. What? This? Okay. Since I've been coming to the
show. Shut up, Sai. Let somebody else
talk. No, I want to hear the story. I don't know the story, but since I've been coming to this house for years, this gummy bear has been staying up there.
So a couple years ago,
okay,
my cousin decided it would be funny to throw a gummy bear at the roof. And it stuck to the roof.
Ceiling,
whatever. At the ceiling. And it's been stuck in the ceiling for like 3 years.
Someone outsmarted you, Jay.
So it's not much of a story, just a fact.
Just a fact, you're right. But it has a picture. So that makes it more of a story. Fuck you guys. But anyway, that gummy bear has been up there for like 3 years. Or however long I've lived in this house.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as soon as they moved in, they had a house party. He was like, gummy bear, boom! Done.
Ben and Dan were
did you bust your ass last night?
Oh, no, you did a tuck.
I was drunk. And I tripped, and then I just laid on my ass and rolled to my back, and I just lay there. We probably
did that at the same time.
Aww.
So cute.
Still cute, though.
And blew him a kiss. It was more like I kissed him. Gay?
Okay. Well, Ben was doing tucks at the bar last night.
Did you bust your ass?
Nope.
Almost once.
I touched out, and then I threw another one. I was like, I never touch out. And I threw another one.
Touch out?
Yeah, what do we call it?
Touchdown.
Yeah,
I was going to say, it's a touchdown, not a touch out.
It's not a touchdown.
Hey, go. What?
My team, we call it a touch out.
Yeah, and you've been on that team for all of like 8 months, and you cheered with us for the 7 years prior.
You know what? I love my team.
No, so you're saying you don't love us?
No. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. No, I'm kidding.
Ben doesn't love anybody.
I don't.
Since 2006, so it's 8 years.
Yeah.
Fuck your life.
So 8 months on a new team, and all of a sudden it's no longer.
It was my senior year, so it was 2005-06 when we started.
I was a sophomore, I think.
So it was 2005 when we started, yeah.
Yep, in a long time.
God, 9 years.
8 or 9 years.
Oh, we're old.
God.
You're old.
Fuck you guys. Fuck
you. Reminiscing.
I'm the oldest one of all.
I'm the youngest.
I'm the sexiest.
Godzilla dick. That's me, not you. I just want to clarify that right now. That's my new nickname.
Now we got to put Godzilla on a shirt, but we can't put the dick part. So just everybody you know who's wearing that shirt is actually wearing it saying they have a big dick. Or that they know you have a big dick. One of the two.
Support me. Support me in my struggle.
The struggle is real.
The struggle is real.
Size Godzilla.
Godzilla.
And then
Sizezilla.
No, Sizezilla.
No,
your penis.
Sizezilla.
Oh, Sizezilla. I like this. Get I like it. Where he's going. with this.
All right.
My name's Sai.
I'm fucking clever.
And Zilla, but it's size.
Illa.
That can be on the back, and then the number.
No.
What the fuck?
I really don't like the numbers.
You don't need numbers, goddammit, on everything.
I'm a fan of the numbers.
What is the number for?
The inch of your penis. Or the centimeter. We can go by centimeter so the number can be bigger, so you can think proudly of yourself.
It'll still only be 2.
Ben doesn't even hit double digits in centimeters.
Does it count if it's wide?
No.
Wow.
That's just called a joke. Dan's pancake. I don't think we've ever brought that up before. Dan's pancake dick. We always make fun of Dan for having an enormously wide penis, but less than an inch, like, length. It's a pancake dick. It's not like that. It's like a burnt sausage.
Wow.
He's Mexican. It's got to be a burnt sausage.
What?
Chorizo.
The only thing I picture, like, if somebody says Mexican dick, I picture a burnt sausage. Like, that's all I can think of.
Oh, really? Every time?
I don't know why. It's like, you're Mexican, you got a burnt sausage dick. Wow. You don't see Mexicans in
porn.
Way
to defend the gays.
You don't see Mexicans in porn.
No offense to the gays, though.
You don't see Mexicans in porn. I'm going to say that a third time. Show me a porn with a Mexican.
I bet you can find Mexican porn. You probably just don't
see. You see Asian porn all the fucking time, and they got tiny dicks.
Mexicans? If you're not interested in Mexican porn, how are you going to find Mexican porn?
Do
you ever find midget porn?
I don't think I would want to watch.
No, because you're not interested in midget porn.
I've come across midget porn before.
Multiple times.
All right. Well, never mind. I'm not into midget porn, so
I'm not into it. I just like to watch.
Never seen a Mexican. Like, wearing a sombrero.
What does that even mean?
How funny would that be? A guy wearing a Mexican sombrero and a poncho. And a poncho and riding.
The poncho completes everything. Love it. What's next on the list?
News. Chapstick.
Chapstick. Chapstick's amazing. I've been using Chapstick the past week. Love it.
I use Burt's Bees. That's Burt's what it's called. Burt's
Bees.
Burt's. B-U-R-T-S. Ooh, or B-E-R-T-S. I don't know.
B-U.
B-U.
What'd you do?
I kicked the mic. Like I'm looking for my Chapstick, really, and I will use... it's just,
you are an asshole.
It says Chapstick. Like, trademarked Chapstick.
So that's the real Chapstick. That's the Chapstick of Chapstick.
Packed with a fruit punch. Every time I use it, I feel like I'm getting knocked out.
Buy a fruit.
No offense to the gays.
Dan's
hey, you're
catching
on.
It's welcome, like brothers.
It's nice to have you here, Dan.
Yeah, it's nice.
Even though you're half here, I guess.
You had some diversity. Oh, yeah.
You are
show.
Way too green right now.
Your face is too green. Like, you like these, though? I like
Ben, you just like you. Come up with the most creative ways to make noises for the mic to pick up.
It's not picking this up. What are you hearing? You're just seeing me do shit. I'm not making noise.
I'm seeing
noise.
You do shit. I'm seeing lines light up. That's what I'm seeing.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Whenever you like reposition
your
toes.
Don't talk. It's not doing shit.
Shut up.
Go fuck yourself, buddy.
Yeah, but seriously, that's annoying as fuck. It's catching everybody's attention. We gotta cut this out.
Okay.
Cut your face out.
Also, while we're talking about cutting things out, cut myself. The part out. Never mind. I'll tell you. I'll tell you in the podcast. What's next on the topic list?
Allergies.
Got allergies. Well, last podcast we all like suffered from allergies.
No, Joey had like a breakdown.
For sure.
Yeah, Joey did like a legit breakdown.
Man, fucking pollen though.
Like by I was about to be like, do you need some strong medicine like epinephrine or some shit? Because Joey was dying.
Give him a Xanax. He'll be fine.
That's two different things. Two different things.
Do your eyes itch mostly? What is it for you?
Well, last time it was my nose ring. Mostly I just sneeze. Like, I nonstop sneeze.
Mine and your eyes like, were... You were practically crying.
I was going to say, I was, like, crying when... Last podcast. But normally it's just sneezing and runny nose.
Nasal spray works the best for me.
Does it?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll pick up some nasal
spray. Right now I'm a little stuffed up, but...
You are.
My right nostril is clear as day. But my left nostril was stuffed when I tried to use the nasal spray, so it didn't quite work. So my left nostril is still pretty stuffed up.
Gotcha. Yeah, my left nostril
is she talking about cum in your nose?
Sorry. So I just has a disappointed look on his face.
Cut love you, mean it.
What?
For him.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to know about his
jizz in his nose?
Life. Yeah.
That's kind of the whole idea of the podcast, but your
likes
personal
it that
life
way.
Out there.
That because it drips into his mouth all day?
It's kind of like swallowing, but... It's without big, swallowing.
But it lasts weird. Longer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you guys done? Are we done here? I feel like I'm the brunt of the fucking jokes right now.
You're never the brunt of the jokes. I've so you been. Need to...
I'll step up my game.
Take it like a man.
No, I'll take it like a man.
Like you did last night.
In the news.
All right, Dan. Wait.
This has been great.
When it rains, it pours, motherfucker.
So we want to move.
I'm done with my list. So
if I was gonna say we can move on to the world of video games. I have all sorts of video games.
Hold on, before we move on, I'm glad you're done with your fucking list. You know why I'm glad you're done with your list?
Why?
You sound like a fucking game show. Like, also, what's next on the list, Joanna?
Well, no.
Well, we have ChapStick.
Well, hold on. In Sai's defense, both times he did that, it was right after we had to cut something out. So
yeah,
it's just
that's true.
A smooth segue.
Oh, by the way.
But it is kind of like
that's a shitty segue.
Yeah, it is.
Everybody's like, why is he talking like that?
You know, Ben, when we did our podcast, we had some great segues.
Because we're fucking good at this game. Yeah,
segues are weird.
That beeping, I found out you can get the battery yourself at like Lowe's or something like that.
Bro, he said that and he said he was too lazy.
No,
I remember that. I thought he said that he had to call Verizon.
But you know, you've definitely brought it up before.
I know, but I know. I thought you said Verizon has to do it and it's really expensive.
Well, that's what Verizon said, but I didn't check.
Okay.
And what's even dumb is there's a silence button on it. It silences it for one more beep.
Oh.
So instead of a beep every 15 minutes, the next beep is 30 minutes.
I'm just saying that because I heard it at another place and the person that I was there with told me that you could go.
Was it Verizon or was it somebody else?
No, it's another Verizon box.
I'll try. Maybe. If I get around to it. Maybe I'll just rip the thing off the fucking wall.
Maybe I'll just get used to it.
Well, I've pretty much gotten used to it. It's just annoying in the podcast. Because you hear this
beep. Just throwing that out there, you know?
Yeah. Although we probably won't hear it over here, so I guess it doesn't matter.
I just heard it. That's why
I heard it, but I don't know if we picked it up.
Daniel keeps cracking his
Unlike we're picking up Daniel's wrist cracking.
Okay. Yep. All right, let's go.
Okay.
All right, fine.
All right, let's all do it.
Is that from jacking off so much?
Yes. It really is. It's my right. I have arthritis in my wrist because I jack off so much.
Wow.
In fact, I'm jacking off right now. So if I seem a little distracted.
That's a joke, guys. We don't.
Yeah, because he's sitting right next to me.
Awkward.
I don't really jack off that much.
So,
on the mind topic list, somebody hit 1 million gamer score.
No shit.
I heard about that.
1 million.
How does that even happen?
They play a lot of fucking games.
Yeah.
Dude has no life warrant and no girlfriend.
That is 100,000 games.
That's true. He gets achievement points for jacking off.
Oh, I'm done with this game.
Wait. So, with Xbox 360 and Xbox One, does your gamer score transfer over?
Like, legit fight.
Oh, you know, at the hospital, I had a patient, and I walked in, and he had this whole Xbox set up, and the suitcase, when it's
that's
open,
what
it
I
has,
buy.
It
yes.
has a screen inside the fucking
suitcase. Yeah, we were talking about doing that for our Let's Plays, just getting, because we're going to have to buy Xboxes anyway, and the case is like the same price as a TV, getting the Xbox and putting them in these briefcases so wherever we are, we can record the Let's Plays.
No
shit. Except we don't have a computer with a capture card.
Right, we would also need a laptop with capture cards. But we'll figure shit out. But it's an idea.
I just thought it was badass. I walked into the room, and I'm like, wait a minute. Is that TV in there or is built in? He's like, no, it's built into the case itself, and I can put whatever game console into the suitcase that I want. I was like,
yep,
badass. And he's over there like...
Now again, for my rebuttal on the suitcase thing, because I think we talked about it off the podcast. The suitcase is $200, right?
No, it was like $110.
Was it?
Yeah, it was really cheap.
Oh. But you said it was about the same price as a TV, and we're looking at like 24-inch TVs for like $200.
I thought they were like $125.
Yeah, they might have been. I don't know. But
so anyway, where are you going with this?
Anyways, it's like for the price of the suitcase, you get a 15-inch TV, or we could get a TV that's 10 inches bigger for the
portability.
Same price.
Portability.
But you still sounds need like a goddamn computer with a capture card.
We can get a laptop with a capture card.
Nobody got that.
What'd you say?
He said like portability. I said, sounds like a mushroom. Portobello?
Anybody? Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Moving on.
That's what
nobody
got.
Wait, we'll talk about the suitcase thing more later.
Cook jokes.
I just thought it was cool.
It is cool.
I thought about y'all. I wanted to take my phone out and Snapchat, but you know, I'm not allowed to have my phone out in front of a patient. So.
For once in your life, you didn't Snapchat at work?
Yeah. No, I mean, inside a patient's room. I'm not allowed to.
I was going to say, because you Snapchat me from work all the time.
Yeah, 90% of your Snapchats are from work.
Yeah, because I'm bored as hell. But it's in the hallway. I'm not allowed. It's not going to be like, oh, a selfie with a patient.
Absolutely should do that.
What if you had a patient in a coma?
She used to send me snaps of her favorite guy that she used to take for walks.
Oh, yeah, but that's because we were outside. Yeah.
All right, but for real, the longest time that I've known Joanna, and I've known she's worked in this hospital, no idea what she did. Like, people would ask me, like, oh, she works in the hospital? What'd she do? I'm like, sit at a desk and take selfies? I don't fucking know.
Yes, I get paid to sit at a desk and take selfies.
Really? No, that's what you do.
No, it is.
No, but really, what do you do?
I am a
tech. Sit at a desk and take selfies.
Yeah. And I work on the surgery trauma floor. I'm a nurse's aide.
Because all of his image is just giant ass shotgun.
Yeah. Yeah. Selfie.
I am so sad we're going to have to cut the story off.
You can
just leave selfie and then us laughing. That's it. Everybody's going to be like, what the fuck are they laughing about?
All right, let's segue out of this so we can...
So how did the front fall off?
No. All right, yeah, that's how we're segueing out of this.
That's fine. 20,000 tons of crude oil spilled in the ocean. The sea caught fire.
What kind of effects did that have on the environment?
But the front of the boat fell off.
That's a great video.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we'll is it like a real video? Like a real interview?
It was like a real news interview.
No. It wasn't. Those are two comedians, but the front of the boat actually fell off. That actually happened.
Oh, wow. You just like totally ruined my life.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why the fuck would you tell me that?
Shit, man.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to cut this out because I want to erase this from history.
Okay, erase it.
It didn't fall off.
I'm so
that's a real interview.
Anyone who comments on that's gonna call us a fucking idiot.
No, I'm just cutting this whole segment out. It didn't happen. We didn't bring out the front falling off.
It didn't.
Segways are weird.
But the front fell off.
Don't
No, we're done. That's
the front of the falling off.
I never want to hear about the front falling off again.
God damn it, man.
Man, you just ruined my life.
I really thought that was a real interview.
Me too. I don't even know where to go from here.
To be fair,
so
I did too for the longest time. And then I read in the comments, they're like, oh, these are the two greatest comedians ever. And I'm like, what? They're not real?
Well, maybe they're saying that, like, these two are fucking funny. Haha, they're comedians.
You know, that might be it.
I hope so.
Let's leave it at that.
Let's leave it there.
All right, we'll segue out of it. Fact check.
What's the next?
So Skrillex released his new EP.
What's his name?
Skrillex?
Skrillex.
Kind of like X-Lax.
Anyway.
That's what his music sounds
like.
But
the way he released it...
Diarrhea.
He didn't release it on iTunes or anything or to download. He released it as a soundtrack in a game. And the way you listen to it is you had to play the game and just listen to the background music.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty shitty. Neat. That's pretty fucking right? Badass.
Well, I mean,
and no, it's a free game too. It's an Android and iPhone game.
Oh, well, that's neat.
So you just, as you play, it's like a Galaga ripoff really. But the background music is Skrillex's new album.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Well, no. Now he has the album.
Well, he's going to release it. I think he already released it now, but when I read the story, that was how he, like, it came out. It was kind of like a secret. It was just, he was promoting this game, and then, oh, by the way, my new soundtrack is going
to
play in the background.
Yeah, maybe. But you have to keep surviving the game to listen. Yeah. Like, you hear the same first song over and over because
you keep dying, and it's like, replay, replay.
I hate this song.
I've never even heard the last song of the EP. What the fuck? So, I don't know. I thought that was really cool.
It is pretty
that
cool.
That is neat.
Unless you suck at video games, and it's not cool.
So I would not enjoy that.
No, because Ben sucks.
At video games.
Dick. What are you doing?
So I was over there making out with the microphone.
No, I was staring it down.
Sexually. Yeah.
Very sexually.
You forgot the wink.
There you go, blowing your hot breath into the microphone.
Moisture. You're going to have to buy a new mic.
They've told you this so many times.
Is the mic broken?
Not yet.
Did we die?
But did you die?
Maybe.
Obviously,
Joanna
you saw that.
Sucks at driving. Let's just put this out there. Like,
oh,
sucks geez. At
fucking
driving.
Terrible.
What happened?
Well, it's coming from you, Ben.
Yeah. Fuck
Are you
me.
Kidding?
I know. I'm a horrible driver.
You're a fucking close second, if not surpassing by a lot, Joanna.
They're a racing
machine. No, she surpasses me by a lot.
No way.
I'm terrified to drive with her.
I'm confused. Can we talk about how Joanna's a bad driver?
Oh my god, we drove to Panama City, and on the way back, Joanna drove, and I was literally fearing for my life. I couldn't take a nap because I was so scared.
In my defense, it was really windy, and I have a truck, which means every time there's a wind gust or anything, you can feel it a lot more than you could in a car.
Excuses.
So it's not fair.
No, that's true. That's
it's
true.
Not fair. Even when John drove, it was still swerving. So fuck
but
you.
But not as bad.
But did you die?
You were on Facebook and Snapchat. I literally took a snap.
I know, I saw it.
A Snapchat.
I know, I saw it.
And I was like,
it.
If this is, if we die, this is
why.
She was literally, like the video, she was like, snap. And then started typing on the snap. And I was like,
But did you die?
No.
Okay, then.
You just use that excuse.
I know. Well, I use that excuse. She posted a thing on Facebook, and it was like...
about my driving.
Yeah,
and
it
said
something
from,
about
it's
driving.
It's the guy from
like,
The Hangover. Yeah, the doctor, Mr. Chow.
I don't remember
that's
that.
That's not
right.
The doctor.
He's not the doctor.
He's a doctor in real life. That's why I said that.
Oh.
Y'all didn't know that?
He's a doctor?
Yeah.
The Asian guy?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yes, I did know that.
He's a doctor in real life.
No,
he quit being a doctor and started acting instead.
And you know,
I wish I could do that with my life. I'm going to quit sucking at life and be an actor.
You know who else did that? Do any of you guys watch The Big Bang Theory?
No.
I don't.
Sometimes.
I
saw that porno once.
One of the main actors, the Sheldon's girlfriend thing, she's a doctor too, and she quit being a doctor to be an actress because she couldn't afford
if...
So apparently stopping to be a doctor to be an actor is a
pays
thing.
Off
to be a doctor actor.
I wonder if
what if they
face?
Were acting
shut the fuck
as a doctor.
Up.
Well, she is acting as a doctor.
Oh. Who?
The most famous doctor on TV right now.
Dr. Phil. It's actually not a real doctor, which right. by the way is why it's Dr. Phil and not Dr.
Are you talking about Grey's Anatomy?
No, I'm talking about the dude with the cane that overdoses on pills all the
time. Dr. House.
House. That's all I wonder if he's a real doctor that stopped being a doctor to make a video about him being a doctor.
I would be thrilled if he was my doctor, though.
He's just an actor.
Yeah. Kind of
but he's British.
So it was an opposite kind of thing. Like he's actually acting to be a doctor when doctors stop doctoring to be an actor.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Whatever.
Stop the doctoring?
To anyone who followed that,
phrase that.
You're a wizard.
You are a wizard. Team Hot Mess.
Hashtag. Oh, there we
go.
All right.
So,
wow, yeah.
Where do we go from here?
That went fucking south real quick.
Down.
Yeah, at this point, we're on a topic list, so everything's downhill.
You don't have any more topics.
I have one. I have a fun fact. The stairwells in buildings are designed as fireproof. So, like, people in wheelchairs.
Just
purple.
That's great. No, but this is true. All stairwells are enforced more than the rest of the building.
Right. The idea is because since you can't ride elevators when you're in a wheelchair, you just go to the landing in the stairwell and you wait until the firemen come and get you because you're safe there.
So after you're burned,
except for the fucking smoke.
No. First of all, smoke rises because of the top of the stairwell, and it's reinforced.
Yes, but what if you're on the top floor?
Then you're fucked.
Then that sucks.
I was thinking about 9/11, like, all right.
Well, 9/11 was a little bit different. The entire building collapsed.
So, like,
yeah, but you know how a lot of the crews that survived were in stairwells.
Time out. I have a question.
That. Yes.
If a whole building burns, if a whole building burns down, is the stairwell just going to sit there?
Yeah, or ideally.
Ideally, yes. Obviously, with like, for example, 9/11, it was too much of a...
Well, a plane hit it and it fucking collapsed.
The entire skyscraper fell.
Shut the fuck up. It was too much of a collapse, so there's no way that would have...
Don't be a dick.
That it would have stood up, but ideally, yes. Stairwells are the safest place to be whenever there's a fire or a building collapse or anything.
I didn't say that. I said ideally, or you said ideally.
No, I said ideally.
You said ideally. Somebody said ideally. I said... If a building burns down, is a stairwell just going to sit there? Like, a building burns down, ashes to everything, you see a stairwell just standing there.
Yeah.
Like, towering. That's what you're going
to see? If it works perfectly.
Like, ideally, that's what would happen.
If it works the way it should, yes.
Okay, well, that will never fucking happen.
Let's burn a building down right now.
It's fine.
It's a good idea. That would be a great awesome life.
No, that's arson.
Yeah, and we would die. We would either
and
die or be arrested
about it,
forever.
So people would know. Way to go.
But if we're making a video about it, it's going to happen anyway.
Fucking around and science is documentation. So as long as we're videoing it, it's science.
We'd just be Mythbusters. It would be fine.
So why'd you guys burn down this building?
It's probably the smartest thing
we were trying to figure out if the stairwell would stay. That's it.
Nobody was in there.
What about all the school children? they don't.
They're all right.
It's a safety check.
They're in the stairwells.
Thank
God that actually worked. Those children would be dead.
Oh, fucking horrible. I fucking hate you guys.
We can cut that out.
No shit.
But you set yourself
up
for
like
that.
I feel like you make this job so difficult for Joey.
Mm-hmm. They do. It's a group effort.
It really is. I couldn't do it without you guys.
Love you.
Meet it.
Faggots.
Team Hot Mess.
No offense to the gays.
Hashtag.
Awkward silence, man.
Yeah, Quest? Huh? Hashtag? Shut the fuck up. Go watch that video. Link dump. Fuck you, Zelda.
Can that be like the title of the link dump? Fuck you, Zelda?
No.
I don't know.
If we can find a way to get that on a shirt without Nintendo like suing the shit out of us, I would love to have a link dump shirt.
It's just Link taking a dump.
just have him sitting like this on the toilet.
Wait, if we give Link a different hat, per se, is it Link? Can we spell it with a Y?
L-Y.
I don't know. Technically, it's not a name. We'll just do a lowercase L instead of an uppercase.
Ooh.
Because it's... Yeah. So what the fuck are you doing?
I was going to say something and I had nothing. Like...
So I was like deep throating the mic. Trying
I
to
wasn't.
Oh. I was trying to put more semen in his nose. That's all.
That wink doesn't make it better. It makes me want to punch you in your other eye.
It's kind of like when you drink milk and laugh. It just comes up your nose. That's how Daniel handles the semen problem.
Yeah, he says me because you look like you're going to beat his ass. But we all know Cy likes the semen.
He was looking at me. He's like, yeah, the milk and that's how Daniel likes it. I had the most straightest face on. I'm like, Dan, he's got a gay face on.
Wow.
So, all right, I tried. I had nothing.
Hey, like, we didn't talk about Panama City.
We made fun of you so much.
We didn't talk about Panama City.
We didn't.
No, we didn't.
Wait.
I wish. Can we take a video of her doing that again?
No. Listen, right, so it was kind of a buzz for Cy and Dan, but it was an amazing time
so
for
we
me.
Had a designated driver.
Which was John. Awesome. Shout out
thank
to John.
You. Shout
thank
out
you.
To John. You're the best.
He said he seen you the next day. When we
yeah,
came
no,
back.
He, was St. Patty's Day, and they brought us an ice cooler and shit.
Yeah.
He said he would. I, like, legit forgot that happened, that we had that conversation, and I saw him, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here? It's like, we had this conversation. I was like, you're right.
You're right, you're right,
I
you're
was
right.
The one drinking, you didn't. Oh, so John was our designated driver. Shout out to him again. Legit didn't drink the whole fucking trip.
He doesn't drink ever.
He doesn't drink ever?
Ever.
Ever.
Like,
good
life
for him.
Like life decision doesn't drink ever?
Exactly. Good. He's never him. Had a drink in his life.
Good for fucking him. You're my idol. Never in my life. So, I was just saying we had a designated driver. So, when I say this next part, you understand.
Gotcha.
We were drinking a lot. Like,
a
we
lot.
Had 3 gallon. We had 3 gallon jugs filled with mixed drinks. Me and Dan stayed up all night making these mixed drinks, trying different mixtures.
We actually took a bunch of shots
we
to
did.
Figure out which one
we
wanted
did.
In the gallon.
As I was and sleeping, then, they yeah. were having all this fun.
Fuck you, you're sleeping when we
no,
got there,
you
so
sleep.
Fuck off. All right, so this is the story. So we had 3 gallon jugs filled with mixed drink, and
we were hammered.
All three were gone. They were all gone.
There was at least 2 bottles
yeah.
in there.
At least, because we emptied at least 2 in a bag. No, we did. We emptied 2 bottles.
There was 2 bottles. In
two, there. Two fifths.
Yeah, because when I got home and I cleaned the apartment, there was 2 empty bottles.
So 2 fifths. Does that make it a tenth?
That makes it 2 fifths.
It makes it a whole.
It makes it 2 fifths. Math.
Okay. All right.
So we had drinking a lot. Needless to say,
I don't understand how you guys
shut
drink
the fuck
so much.
Up.
Fuck you.
Telling a
why?
Story.
Just because you're lightweight and you can't handle
yeah.
that.
Because I'm in shape.
That doesn't have anything to do with it.
Well, it does.
Like, Ben just wanted to say he was in shape. Ben just wanted to point the fact out that he was in shape and none of us are.
Good for you for being in shape. But you can be in shape and still drink a lot.
And Daniel's not too out of shape himself.
I bet you Furious Pete drinks a lot.
I can still run 5 or 6 miles.
Can we talk about how fat Daniel used to be?
Can I finish my fucking story?
Can we not?
No, Dan used to be fat as fuck. I will interrupt my story for that.
That's what I'm saying.
Because you've been fucking with me all podcast, and I have nothing to come back because we make fun of you so much.
We do.
On other podcasts.
On every podcast.
And I have nothing else. I have nothing left. Like, we let it all out, and now you're here, and I'm like, closet, ha ha. Like, nothing's funny anymore.
Okay, so.
We bought a.
Who's we?
We bought. Well, Joanna and I, we bought a. Case of 4
yeah,
locos.
Not just one or two. That no, a whole fucking case.
There was at least 12 4 locos. Hang on,
I didn't even know they sold 4 locos in cases.
Yeah, that's what I was about to
at
say.
At Panama City, they fucking did. They were like, you want to get hammered? Spring break? Here you go. Like,
no, we were,
out,
no we were looking. We're like, we need to get something else to drink. So Cy grabs a 4 loco, and Dan's like, well, I want one. And I was like, well, I guess I'll have one too. And the people we were with are like, all right, well, so that ended up being like 5 of them. And there was just this whole case.
Of 12.
It was a
of 12 just
of 12.
Sitting there. And I don't know which one of y'all were like, can we buy the case? And the lady was the lady was like, yeah.
Really, it's the one who has a full bottle of wine with him.
And then the lady was like, okay, yeah, sure, you can. It's $40. So we're like, okay, well, let's do it.
We did it.
So we
fun
did
fact,
it.
If anybody remembers, there was only 3 4 locos left when we threw it out.
So
we gave them away.
Okay. I'm actually kind of disappointed in you guys. I would have expected better out of you.
Yeah,
you
if somebody
me?
Was
fuck you.
Leaning against
the
truck,
yeah.
falling
and falling over,
had the rest of
this
I think
sleep.
We would have.
So this is what happened. Let's
wait. Let me tell my part. What I remember.
You don't have a
so
part.
So it's over.
You don't remember.
Over.
So the story's over.
Joanna doesn't remember.
It's not fair. I'm not allowed to drink Four Locos because this is what happens every time.
Everybody blacks out with a Four Loko. It's not just you.
It's a blackout in a can.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
It's not just you.
Okay, so I drank a Four Loko. We all were drinking Four Locos. Last I remember, we were walking towards the concert, and apparently we were in line. I kind of remember being in line, and then all of a sudden,
your story is nothing.
Is black.
You were blacked out before we even got in line. You said you don't even remember getting in line. I was telling you the story of us walking, and you're like, I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
I don't remember standing in line. I remember walking.
You know what she told me? No, time the fuck out. You know what she told me? She was like, this is what I remember. I remember us walking, us getting into the gas station, us buying Four Locos, and we took a couple pictures when we got out of the gas station.
And then we started walking.
And that's it. That's it.
No. And I remember asking people for directions on how to get to Spinnaker's.
Right.
By that time, we were already walking towards Spinnaker's.
No, we were still at the gas station. Directions. There was a truck. We were taking pictures next to the truck. We asked the people that were in front of the truck how to get to Spinnaker's.
Okay.
All right.
So anyway, back to
the story. This is the rest of the fucking story. Okay, so like I said, we only had 3-4 Locos left. There was only, what, me?
No, wait, is this all the same day so far?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, this is the same morning. Like,
this was before 3 in the afternoon.
We woke up at 5 in the morning. We took a nap. We woke up when the sun was barely coming up and started the party.
We started drinking at 7:30 a.m.
Party didn't end until late at night.
You know what? We did take it slow at first, though.
We did, a little. No, we drank a little bit, and then we took a nap. And then we woke up and was like, chug,
when you got that drunk by
3:00. By the way, for the record, that ride was the most fun ride I've ever had in my life.
I know, we had a blast. The car ride was so much fun.
We had a fucking blast.
Me, my best time in Panama City was the car ride there and back. That was
no, apparently not bad because I was trying to kill him on the drive back. So,
well, besides that.
I was hungover.
In hindsight, the fact that he's alive.
Like a day full of drinking, that hangover is not
working. And then we got drunk again that night.
Oh, and then he got white boy wasted.
So he got white boy wasted.
that night?
We went to go see Carson Daly.
Daly.
I'm still thinking car ride back. I'm like, no, I went to work. Fuck you guys. But yeah, we went to go see Carson Daly. Or
Cole Swindell.
Carson Daly.
Wait, what?
All right, I'm not done with my story. His name's Carson Daly.
Another country artist.
I like Carson Daly.
Carson Daly. We couldn't say his name, so we were like, Carson Daly? She's like, yeah. I'm like, your jokes suck. All right, so I'm still rewinding. Like, we're walking to this concert that was supposed to happen on the beach. It's free. We were walking to Spinnaker's, and we get in line, and the line is from the street to Spinnaker's. I don't know if you remember how fucking far that was.
I remember.
Okay.
It wasn't that
I was going to say, but anybody listening to the podcast has no fucking
idea. It was like 100, 200 feet.
200 feet.
200 feet. I would say 200 feet.
Sure.
It's not very far at all.
It wasn't that far, but the line, like, it was long because nobody was fucking moving, and we were just walking, like, step by step, like, rush hour traffic kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we were downing the Four Locos, by the way, guys. They were gone. In line.
I did it.
And when we got to the front of the line.
So how do you remember the concert?
Because I sobered up.
Time out.
We didn't quite.
We didn't even get there yet.
Point.
We didn't
this
get there
the
yet.
The concert didn't start till 4, and this was around 2.
Concert and for like 2 or 3.
Can
hours.
I finish my story?
No.
All right.
But you're cool. In line for the concert.
All right. So we're in line for the concert to get to Spinnaker so she can see Luke Bryant, her man.
Luke Bryant.
Don't be a dick. So we're in line. We're really close to the front of the line, and there's a truck randomly parked, like a big fucking truck. Like, Joanna leans against the truck and we're all talking, we're having fun. Nobody knew Joanna was this hammered, and
all of a sudden
like, we have to take a video of this and put this awesome live. Like, she's standing up and then slowly and starts leaning forward, like just slowly leaning forward, and then like a zombie twitching, just boom, her shoulder pops down, and then her other shoulder pops down.
Daniel's over here like reenacting.
Daniel's not reenacting correctly.
He's not reenacting correctly.
He said that I didn't fall. Wait, I think
no. This is what happened. Can you touch the ground?
You're just making a lot of noise for.
Can you put your face on the ground? Where your ass is in the air.
My legs couldn't have been straight because I can't do that.
No,
I have to have the leaning like this.
Yeah, you were leaning a little bit. Well, actually, you were kind of like, you didn't care about falling on your face, so you were on your toes.
But I obviously didn't hit my face because I didn't have any scrapes or anything.
Yeah, you slowly went to your face. You really did.
Like, but I couldn't have been standing straight because it's just not possible. I had to have been...
Yeah, like, her legs are too long compared to her torso.
You might have been just on your upper body and your legs were in the air. That could have fucking happened.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Hey. Oh. Anyways. So yeah, she slowly went down. It was... she was just leaning forward at first, and then slowly going down, and then it was one elbow on the ground, and then it was two elbows on the ground, and then her face
She went to sleep.
She I was in a beat up position.
Like it was a fucking, like it was, no, you, your ass was still in the air. Oh. There was no way. Your
so
ass
I had to have been on my knees. I had to have been on my knees.
You might
have
been, but your ass was still in the air. And it was like elbow, elbow, like you were taking a nap on the concrete. And we were like, fuck, she is hammered. Like everybody in line was like, she's fucked up. So we're like, we have to get out of line. Like, so me and Dan volunteer. We take
such good friends. Thank you guys. Yeah, love
you're,
you.
You're a bitch. We take her back to, we take a cab back. And the taxi driver. The taxi driver was like, if she throws up, it's a $100 fine. I'm like, I swear to fucking God, Joanna. Like, I was paying for the taxi, so I was a little upset. So we get back to the fucking hotel, and this bitch snaps out of it. Like, out of it. Like, just wakes up like, all right, let's go back. And we're like, fuck you!
They were so mad at me. It was ridiculous.
The fact that we had to get out of line, and we had to throw our Four Locos away. We were there. We were right fucking at the door. And you fucked us.
I know. I'm sorry.
Hard. So Dan was pissed. No, Dan was yelling. And I was like, really Dan, I was like, Dan, go wash your face. I'm going to talk to Joanna. And she was like, I'm ready to go. Let's go. And this was like an hour of arguing back and forth. Like we had argued for a good hour. And
they gave me water. Like,
hey, you were pissed first.
I was pissed first, but then I calmed down. And then you got really pissed.
Yeah.
And then it went back
to me. I think what made you mad was the fact that I snapped out of it. And you're like, what the fuck? No, you're still drunk. And I'm like, no, I promise you I'm not that fucked up anymore.
Yeah, it's because you took a nap on the way there. In the taxi. Anyway,
it was a 1 mile ride.
So
remember the nap on the floor? The concrete? That was her nap.
Yeah, that was her nap. And then I threw it over Dan's shoulder and then over my shoulder.
So that was another nap.
In the taxi, she slept for a good fucking 20 minutes.
So she had a lot of naps.
Yeah, no, she
did. It was the best 20 minute consecutive nap of my life.
It was a consecutive. It was a coma. So we get back to the hotel, we argue for an hour, and then she's like, I want to go back. So we go back. We start walking to the beach. We get to the beach.
Luke Bryan, by this point, Luke Bryan had just started playing.
Like, we're walking past, like, a booty-shaking contest. Like, it was fucking stupid. And we're walking towards, we walk past the booty-shaking contest, and she just hears Luke Bryan. And she fucking gets wet, orgasms all over the place. And she's like, oh my God! And just hauls ass. And I'm like, wait! So me and Dan are trying to keep up, and she's like hauling ass, like zigzagging. She's short as fuck. Like, she's zigzagging through people's legs, like, to get to Luke Bryan to suck his dick.
I'm like shoving people, elbowing people, whatever I gotta do to get to
Luke Bryan. Don't care that much to see this motherfucker. So I was like just waddling behind her, like, yeah, what's up? I'm like waddling through her wake of a wave, like. And eventually the wake gets small enough to where I can't waddle through it. So I lose her. Like, I see her look back like four times as she's running through. And on the fifth time, all I saw was like half of an eye. And I was like, she's gone. So me and Dan are like, fuck this. So we like exit left. We just walk through the crowd to the left and get out. And we go back to the hotel. A mile and a half walk. It was a mile and a half. Fuck
it
you.
It was a mile. Oh my God. I'm going to Google this
that
shit.
That was so long. That was
I'm
so
say
long
it's
of a walk.
2 miles if you keep saying it's a mile. We're going to change our story.
Today. We're walking back.
All the way back in Tampa.
But check this out. This is my good karma for the year. Like, I don't have to do shit for the rest
yes,
of my life.
That was so nice
really.
Of you.
We're walking back, and this guy is like tiptoeing. Like, he's hurting. So, but you can see the pain in his like fucking walk. That's how painful it was. Like, he was like,
homeless guy?
Fucking, no, regular guy. Like, his college buddy had shoes on. This guy didn't have shoes on. That's why he was in pain. And he was walking on rocks.
And
his college buddy had fucking, like, shoes on, just, like, walking 10 feet ahead of him, like, hurry the fuck up. And this guy's like, like, got it. Like, he was walking on hot coals. That's what it looked like. Like, he was fucking hurting. So I took my sandals off and I gave it to him. I was like, you need these more than I do. And he's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah,
I was like,
good for you.
Legit, you need them more
so
than
sweet.
I do.
Sweet.
So, you know, you just redeemed yourself for the cripple thing earlier.
Yeah, I know, right? I redeemed myself for everything I've done for this past year.
I don't know about all that.
We're only 3 months in. March.
We did. It's only March.
We did burn down the building with the school children.
But they were in the stairwell.
Yeah, so they survived. Most of them.
That's true.
If the theory all works. Right. If the theory works.
All right, well, the story's not over.
Okay, yeah. Continue.
So she loses us. We walk back to the hotel. I give my
I had a fucking fantastic time. I got all the way up front. I saw my man.
Put his penis in her mouth.
Shaking beer. And the beer got to me. And I was screaming and dancing. Whatever. It was amazing. I love you, Luke Bryan.
So anyway, suck his dick any harder?
I don't care.
Hashtag fuck Luke Bryan.
So she gets back. Like, I don't know how you got back.
I walked.
You walked?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Because
it was only a mile
walk. So you feel our pain. It's a mile and a half.
Motherfuckers, I'm gonna pull this shit up and show
pull
you.
Pull it up then!
2 miles.
2.5 miles. Are you kidding? No. So, actually, me and Dan stopped at a gas station to get chips and shit and drinks on the way there. So, we get back to the hotel and John's there. Like, the girls that John had come with, they left already. They went to hang out with their other buddies. And it was just me, Dan, and John. And we ordered pizza.
And his girlfriend came
in the room? No, dude. That's not even funny. Like, she was like 400 plus like pounds.
But she liked dying and gave him a deal.
Is that pizza.
She didn't give me a deal.
Oh, no? That bitch.
Yeah, I know, right? Fuck her.
Deal on what?
You should have gave her a deal.
That's gross.
Would she give you a deal on?
Oh, no, here's part of the story. After Joanna snapped out of it and we started walking back, she was still drunk as fuck. Like, she was like, the beach is that way. And I'm like, my male sense of direction says you're fucking wrong. And the beach is that way. And I was right.
Can I tell a story about a sense of direction thing?
The one time.
No.
So
the
one time.
Really, one time? Really? She's like, the beach is that way. So we stopped.
I have such a good story here.
Hang on. But we stopped. You can wait. So we stopped at this pizza place. And I'm like, what are you guys? And they're like, we're a pizza place, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, where's the beach? And he's like, that way. I'm like, weird. So as we're walking, like, there was a whole conversation, like, I was like, oh, cool. And this, like, girl's like, yeah, will we deliver? And I'm like, well, we're going to order from you later because I'm fucking hungry and I'm fat and you're fatter. And so that was that story. Like, it was just that. And she was like, what's your name? I'll make sure I deliver to you. I'm like, all right, cool. She's like, not. So later on, when we get back to the hotel with John calls. John calls the pizza place.
Right.
And he hears this girl in the background yell, is that Cy? And he looks at me and goes, is that Cy? She just yelled, is that Cy? I was like, holy shit. Like, yeah, it's me. But she didn't give us a deal. Like, it was fucked up. Like, she just delivered the pizza. She's like, hey. I'm like, all
right. Walked right in.
Here's your money. Get the fuck out of here. We're trying to eat. Can't look at you while I eat. I hope she doesn't listen to our podcast. So fucked up. I'm sorry.
Love you.
Not really.
Speaking
me.
Of shitty senses don't of direction.
Hang on, I'm not done.
Oh, motherfucker.
I still have my story.
All right, go ahead. Tell your story.
Okay, so we have somebody we know who's related to a blind person, right?
Okay.
I occasionally give her rides because blind people can't drive. And one time I'm taking her home and I turn the wrong way.
We're having our
conversation. All right, so anyway, I'm driving her home and I turn the wrong way. And she, who mind you is blind, goes, hey, you're going the wrong way. And I'm like,
no. Bro, how bad did that freak you out?
And then, lo and behold, I was going the wrong way. I was like, holy shit. The blind woman has a better sense of direction than I do.
Well, because they rely on
Well, they
on
don't
the
have fucking
anymore.
Eyesight.
Yeah, I don't know. It was impressive. It was totally cool. But, okay, that was my
story. Okay, continue with the end of our story, our Panama City story.
Oh, so Joanna gets back.
After I saw Luke Bryan.
Yeah, after she saw Luke Bryan. She's like, I had the best time. It was a long day. She's like, I had the best time. And I'm like, well, fucking good for you. Like, I was so pissed. Like, we were pissed at that point. Me and Dan were livid that she had fucking ruined Panama City. Because we didn't do shit. Like, we were supposed to go there and have an amazing time, all three of us together. And she fucking ditched us to suck some fucking country dude's dick. And I was pissed.
She's not even like...
She's not even mad about it. Like, she has not been mad about it since. And
well,
I'm still...
Because you keep saying
like,
she's sucking Luke Bryan's dick. She's like, yeah, man, that would be good.
Deep down inside, there's still a hate for her right now. Like you fucked our Panama City breakup.
We're never going to the beach with you again.
No, it's not
but
even
I
that. Me
I'm
and
sorry.
Dan... No, me and Dan made a decision on our own that whenever you plan a trip, we're not going with you.
Done. I know, y'all told me
like,
about
that's it.
Already.
Like, if we want to do something, you're coming with us. We're going to fucking ditch your ass, so fuck you.
And you know that I'll still have a good time.
Yeah, no, you won't.
Yeah,
we'll make sure of it.
Okay.
Because
we'll
you fucked our time.
But we'll go.
Anyways.
Then I
raped by
just
five
make sure
large
you don't
black
have a
men.
Good time.
So,
okay, we'll see.
All of this panned over, like eating pizza, sitting in the hotel room, showering, all panned like 5 hours.
I took a nap.
And, yeah, we all took a nap. So, that's like, it was almost the end of the trip. And
I got back and I was like, bitches, get up. We're fucking going back out.
Yeah, which was stupid to see Carson Daly.
His jokes sucked.
Because, his jokes sucked.
Carson Daly.
Carson Daly.
Cole Swindell.
Car.
Cole
Daly.
Swindell.
She did this earlier. She's like, Cole? I was like, Car. She's like, Swindell. I was like, Sindaly. I don't get where you're going. Anyway, so...
But we went to Spinnaker's again.
You ditched us in the fucking crowd again.
No, I did not. That's
we were all
right
in the crowd. Right away, you were in the crowd. I had to find you. No, fuck you, because you... Whoop! Gone. And then I was like, me and Dan were looking at each other with John. We're like, where the fuck she... There she is. And then we waddled our way through the fucking crowd to you. And you're like, oh, yeah. Like, he wasn't even on. Like, it was just a blank stage. And you were like, oh, suck his dick right now. Like, what the fuck are we supposed to do with that?
Lie.
So we left.
Such a lie.
Me, it's Dan, so and John weird. Went to the bar. Me and Dan were the only ones drinking.
I can see that being true.
John's a fucking badass, not drinking. But me and Dan went to the bar, and we started drinking.
And
it started fucking
lot.
Downpouring. Like, raining so hard. I was soaking wet. I remember being soaking wet, taking Snapchat videos.
And drinking a lot.
Drinking a lot. Well, we had a drink. We had a beer first. And then they were like,
the day you got back from Panama City?
No, we're still in Panama City. It's still the same day.
Panama City?
Yeah. It's a fucking long day.
The same day.
Yeah, this is at night now because Colton Dell was playing at 9:30 at night. So we went to the bar to see him.
So I remember having our beer. Like, this whole day is like a drunken mess. Like, everybody was still
drunk. Well, we sobered up when we napped and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then y'all got hammered at the bar.
Well, it's because they sold Four Locos. Like, who does that?
It was $4 for a beer or $3 for a Four Loco.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. Huh. How are you going to pass that up? So we had a Four Loco and we got fucked up.
And then y'all had shots.
And then I bought shots.
I bought a green tea shot for us, and that was it. That's all I paid.
I think I bought Fireball shots.
Yeah. So
anyway, we had to do like 2 rounds.
So that's the end. I don't remember that the rest of the night. Because
then he got...
I blacked out when we left. Like, apparently we were leaving, and I don't remember getting to the car, and I smashed my head on a window.
On the door of the car.
The door of the car. It was in the window. It was the door.
And then we couldn't even get him out of the car. The security guard at the hotel was like, you guys can leave him in the car. And we're like, no, we're going to try to get him out. We're like, Sai, get out of the car. Sai, get out of the car.
I was out.
And then we, like, pulled, and it was just a hot mess.
I didn't do any of it all the way.
Yeah, no, because Dan
thanks
over
being,
and made friends.
Thanks
with
for
other
being
people.
A best friend.
I walked out of the car when we got there, and I assumed you were going to be right behind me. I'm sorry.
I wasn't. I was in spirit, but not physically. In spirit, I was like, "Let's go to the hotel room.
In reality,
drink some more." But in reality, I was like, "I'm done."
We finally got him into the room. He laid on the bed and passed the fuck out.
Bro, the funny thing is, I woke up on the floor
because you fell off the bed. You
like fully clothed, woke up on the floor. I was like. Did I fall asleep here? Is this what, like I walked in the hotel room and just fell on my face and nobody helped me? You guys suck. And they were like, no, you fell asleep in the bed. I was like, all right, I suck.
He fell off the bed like in the middle of the night and I heard it. All I hear is bump and then
I bet you the entire motel heard that because you can hear my footsteps, like everybody's footsteps.
And then
like six hotel rooms down, you hear dump, dump, dump. You're like, who's Godzilla?
You.
Me. But yeah, no. So if I hit the ground, I'm pretty sure like three people turned the lights on like, earthquake? It wasn't. It was just me. I hope you listen to our podcast so you know.
And then we woke up and went to Waffle House and then drove back.
Yeah, we went to Waffle House. Bad decision.
Why? I thought it was great.
I thought it was delicious.
Yeah, it actually was pretty good, but just Waffle House is a bad decision. Like, you never go to Waffle House.
There's no scenario in which Waffle House is a good decision.
You only go there if you're trying to sober up. Or if you're like hungry.
John's pancakes were on point. Or do you have waffles?
Well, waffle. A chocolate chip waffle.
Time to make waffles. Anybody see that meme?
Yes.
With the dog and the chef hat. Time to make waffles.
Yeah, I love that.
Linked up. Fuck you, Zelda. So yeah, that was it. We woke up, went to fucking Waffle House and started driving back. And Joanna was driving. And legit, I was scared for my life.
End the story there.
No, I was scared for my life. We made John switch and I was still scared because of... truck was swaying back and forth and we dropped John off and I was like, please don't leave. I need you to drive me home.
Wow.
Land of Lakes is
pretty far.
That was like a 20-minute story of the podcast. Damn.
It was, but it was a long day. You can chop and screw it.
I'm still hungover from that.
Right? Legit, I haven't sobered up from that fucking day.
Maybe
it's the wine.
I'm gonna have to like cut parts out of that story to shorten it.
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying. Chop and screw it.
But yeah, I mean, I had fun.
Mostly screw it.
I'm sorry, I ruined it for y'all.
Ben, what time you gotta leave? It's
he needs to leave now.
27.
All right,
yeah, I should probably leave now.
Exit
but before
stage
I
left.
Go,
yeah, are we ready? Are we gonna end the podcast?
No,
we're gonna keep.
Wait,
okay,
before
fuck you, Ben.
But before I go, I have to say that Nick finally made us look stupid. Not us as a group, but me and Colleen and a couple of the people on my team made us look really dumb.
Why?
Because after the competition, we were like, oh, we're going to Magic Kingdom. So we get to the Disney fucking transport
station. Oh, we're back to that story. Holy shit, I'm sorry.
Okay.
We get to the Disney... No, because this came up when you were talking about your sense of direction.
All right.
We get to the transport station. We get into the first line of the monorail. And we see Nick, and he's on another monorail... And we're like, Nick, you idiot, we're over here. We're like, Magic Kingdom's this way. And he's like tilts his head and he's like, kind of has this confused look on his face, kind of like, you know, how Nick normally looks,
that's
dumb and confused. And so he gets over here and we get on the monorail and we're all like laughing, giggling. And it's like, now departing to Epcot. And we're like, what? He goes, yeah, I was at Magic Kingdom. You guys are the idiots.
Nice.
And we're like, oh no, Nick was right. He's never going to let
us. That's the end
that
of the world. Time. Like that, we should start preparing for the apocalypse.
Because Nick was right.
Because yeah.
Nick was right.
For Nick was right.
We should really start.
Is he never right? Is that the thing?
What?
Is he never right?
He's no, never no. right. He's
like literally an ogre.
Hmm. I'm always right.
Like he's Hagrid without the powers.
He I was thinking really like Shrek powers. Without the green.
Yeah, that's true too. Nick, we love you. Like I've called you Hagrid to your face, so it's all right.
But
oh, Hagrid, look at me. I love you to death.
All right, so Ben, you heading out?
Yeah, I'm heading out, guys. It's been real. It's been fun.
Cutting that out.
It's been real. It's
he
been
has
fun.
To go to
I
job.
Have to go to work is the proper sentence.
Say that again.
I it's been it. Real. It's been fun.
What time do you have to be there?
It hasn't been real fun. I have to be there in 30 minutes.
Four?
Huh?
Four.
Work.
Four.
Four, yes.
Four? Work, yes. Four.
It's late, too, yes, I need work. To be there at four, too.
Oh. All
right.
All right.
Well, me and Dan are heading out.
To work.
All right.
To work.
They we work in the same place. Together.
Everybody has their own mic. Cut it out. Everybody has their own mic now.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm moving this shit in.
We are sacrificing ourselves to go to work.
Nobody cares, Leaf.
Fuck you. Mics. Goodbye.
That was great. Now I get to change the whole volumes halfway through the fucking podcast. We'll cut it out into two parts.
This looks really professional. I think we should get mics for everybody, though.
I am so done. Cool. The problem is we're going to need to get a bigger interface because it only supports four.
I'm down to throw down on a...
Well, $100 you're going to have to like buy your own mic.
Yeah, give me $100 and I can have it here in 2 days.
Okay.
Give me $100.
I'll give it to you over the weekend
okay.
when I get paid.
No, it's just shifty eyes. Like, oh,
yeah, and you know
that.
What? And that'll, well...
I have $100 in my back pocket every day.
Is there any way you can... Well, we'll talk about it after the podcast.
Doesn't everybody?
Because we're balling, bitches.
Balling.
Make it rain on them hoes.
What? Okay. So you guys want to go like eat or something after this? I'm not really hungry. I think I just ate. I did just eat.
Let's end this and then we can talk.
Yeah, we want to just end the podcast now? Now that we each have our own mic? That's okay, I mean.
We each have our own mic, and I'm a little happy about this.
I know. That's okay. We'll soon get our own mics. All
right. I can tell you about my fun night last night.
Nobody cares.
Fuck you.
After Cy had, took over the entire podcast with right? this story. Nobody cares about Janice. Move the mic closer to you.
I can't do that.
Well, don't worry about it. We're almost wrapping up anyway.
No.
Now you're fucking it up.
Lean
Put
it
back up. Talk into the front of it.
Okay, is that better?
Joanna's learning how to use microphones.
I'm good with the other things that look like it, but...
Why don't you just stop leaning back on the couch and sit like a normal person?
Because I want to be comfortable.
I was going to say, I totally get it. But that's okay, well, don't worry about it.
You're a hot mess. Team hot mess. I'm really excited for our shirts.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, and for my...
Eventually, we'll get to the point where the money we make from the shirts and the website, we'll be able to buy new audio interface... And shit like that.
The other story I was going to tell about my job is I've never cut or burnt myself at my job.
No, you told that story already.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, but now he has cut and burned himself.
Yeah, in the same day.
You told the story last podcast.
No, he hadn't
sure.
been
no,
burned
I,
last
look at this burn.
Podcast.
This burn fucking
oh, then you cut yourself last podcast.
Yeah, and now
did
he,
I?
Yes,
yeah.
you said
when?
You did.
Because this is brand new.
Then you cut yourself a second. Maybe you've cut yourself a lot of times and you've just forgotten.
On purpose. I didn't do this. No, it was a...
You're like Men in Black. You need the flashing.
No,
this
I was
never
thinking Memento. Have you guys seen Memento?
I saw that a long time ago. Oh, can we talk about the fact that we have to go see Captain America 2 together?
We kind of already did, but yeah.
No,
we totally
but
can.
It got interrupted and I didn't get a clear
just
answer.
Yeah, mentioned Captain America 2. We're like, yeah, fuck your story.
That's pretty much how it went. That's so right. this time, I'm telling
and
you.
And that's how it is in the rest of our conversations, too. That's not... specific to the podcast. That's how we treat her all the time.
That's normal life.
Yeah, they hate me, but they love me. Assholes.
You're a girl. That's
how that but works. I'm not.
That's the whole reason you're on the podcast.
You're
just because you're a girl. I'm
friend.
Just kidding.
I am. I love you.
I don't have any lady friends.
I'm your lady friend. Joey, that just made it sound so sad.
Every time you say lady friend, I think lady fingers, and I'm hungry.
I'm really confused.
However, we have come to the conclusion that I am not a normal girlfriend.
No, you're
but you're turning into one. And I'm
no, I told you I was quitting that shit as of yesterday.
Okay, well, we'll see.
We're back to...
Joanna is mostly a guy when it comes to, like guy topics, like talking and shit.
Yeah.
That's why I love her so much. Like, she's a guy. She's one of the guys.
She's a good fit for the podcast.
But lately,
let myself go and...
Be all girly
like,
and shit.
Talking about guys and shit, like, it's disgusting. You don't want to fucking hear that shit when you're out drinking. You want to hear about fun stories. And she's like, this guy, this and this. And I'm like... You're gross. Who are you?
Stop being a girl.
Yeah. Like, legit.
You're not my friend anymore.
Yeah. The past week, I've been telling her to stop being a girl. So
I stopped being a girl again yesterday.
No, like, she removed her ovaries. She had surgery. Just kidding.
So, no, yeah. I'm back to being good old
Hopefully.
Me.
Hopefully. We'll see.
No, we're done. But that's it.
All right.
Don't listen to her. She's lying.
Don't listen to her. Tomorrow she's gonna be like, oh my god. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
No, no. I am, however, not gonna drink for like a few days.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Me too.
As he chugs the bottle of wine. No, but for real though. I am off this weekend. So we should have a game night at my house again.
Okay. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, well, last weekend. That was so let's talk fun. About that for a minute. Last weekend, we went to Joanna's. We played Cards Against Humanity. It was a great game.
So great fun. Game. By the way, I have a card at my house that was left behind.
Yeah, that seems to happen. Every once in a while, I'll find the cards. I'm like, why is this in my car? I didn't play
it
in my car.
It was in my house for so long. Like, yeah. He was like, where's my Cards Against Humanity? I'm like,
I think the best, the highlight of that, the highlight of that game was that card that Ben pulled.
I don't even remember what the card was.
I thought the highlight of the was it the like
or whatever.
Yes, we gotta cut that. We'll cut it. But oh my god,
I don't even remember what the card was that was so fucking hilarious. But
it was, I really don't remember.
It was something that had to do with
fucking
with, and it, we all looked at Ben because we know Ben like.
Just bleep it so they think we're saying.
Ben just like and the card just we'll fit him so too. Well
man you keep like you
can't say yeah. That on a podcast.
You're just trying to get as detailed as you can so I can't bleep it out. Fuck you.
Okay.
Ben likes so we are playing Cards Against it. Just cut that whole part out
and we're done. Anyway, it's a good game.
It was awesome. It's $25 on Amazon, just Cards Against Humanity, and they have an extension called
I've heard
Bigger,
the extension.
Blacker Box.
The Godzilla Box. Whoa.
Shizilla.
That's the next extension.
I think next time we should try to play like charades or something like that, because that would be hilarious. So with us.
What if we did charade Cards Against Humanity?
You had to act out your answers.
Yes.
Saturday night. It's a date.
We'll give
house.
It a try. I can see that going both ways.
I have to work Saturday. Oh, I have to work Saturday, 11 to 7.
Oh, so
yeah.
Yeah, so
we're not starting before 7.
No, we don't start till like 10.
I'm going to hit overtime this week. I don't give a fuck.
Didn't you hit overtime last 2 weeks?
Hey, dirt? Yeah.
Nice.
Good for you.
Well, it's because it was St. Patty's Day week, so, I mean.
But still.
But the great thing is it's on two different paychecks. So 1 week is on one paycheck. The other week I hit overtime is on another paycheck.
Nice.
Like, if we were both on the same paycheck, I'd
blow through your money because like, you're totally like irresponsible with money.
But out of the Schaefer,
like a question.
No,
out of the
like
Schaefer,
Cy about my life. So.
Cy is more responsible with money than Ben is.
No, that's true. I still have money saved up in my savings account, so not a lot, but I have money saved.
Oh, all right.
Anything's better than nothing.
That's true. Yeah. I really do need to. This next month is going to be a lot of saving. You're not going to see Cy so much.
I feel like we should stop going out and just drink at my house.
I feel like that's a great idea because each of us spend like $30 to $60
every time we go out. Yeah, ridiculous. No, I'm not about that life.
Yeah, so anyway, okay, that was that story, but we'll cut that out too.
Okay, so back to my story. I feel like
I'm
we should just
shock. Like
we should just do that. Hang out at my house and drink because I'm not.
It's a way cheaper, more responsible decision.
Exactly. And it's always a lot more fun.
And nobody has to drive.
Yeah, nobody has to drive.
Exactly, because we all...
You cannot fall asleep at the bar.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a picture of Joanna sleep as fuck at a bar. Like, passed out on the bar.
Yeah.
Man, thank you, designated drivers. Thanks. Designated drivers are great.
Thank God for designated drivers.
Yeah. Man, at least when we drink at my house, there's plenty of room for people to sleep, and we have a good time, and we're good.
Yeah, it's true.
So that's what we're doing Saturday night.
Plus, I can go, because I don't have to be 21, and I can, you know, drink my Coke in the corner.
There you
like
go.
A loser. But that's okay. You know, soon. Safe decisions, right?
Next year.
Yeah, a year and like 5 months or something.
When do you turn 20?
Like 5 months?
No, like when's your birthday?
September 1st.
September. You don't have to say the first part, which was September. I meant first, like your...
The number, the date.
Wow. That was weird to say.
Weird sentence,
for
yeah.
Joey's 21st, we're doing something big.
We're going 21st. On a cruise.
Dan's 21st, he got fucked because...
So we're going on a cruise this year and next year?
Sure, why not?
I mean, I'm down for that. I'm just saying, when you turn 21, it's gonna be a big party.
It's gonna be all, motherfucker.
Yeah, everybody says that. I'm not looking that forward to it, but okay.
Everybody is.
It's
always
okay.
Said
you're not
that.
Gonna remember. You'll be fine.
Everybody's already said that, like for my birthday. Like, oh, I'm gonna get you fucked up. I'm always like alone on my birthday. Like,
shut up. We had a huge party on your 21st birthday.
21st, and I got in a fight with one of my really good.
I know. We actually talked about that on the podcast. And ended up cutting out the story.
Really?
Yeah, it was like podcast number 2 or 3. It was the one where we just had to take the last half and just throw it out. I don't know if you remember that one.
I don't.
Well, anyway, for
that was a while ago now. We've been doing this for almost like 3 months.
Really?
I think this is 3 months, this podcast.
No shit.
What? Right?
What?
In the butt.
Raise the roof. Down, raise the roof. Huh?
Put your armpit down, you stank. Oh.
I knocked him out. For Sai's and Dan's birthday, we're getting a hotel room on the beach. And
Let's talk about this after the podcast. Nobody listening to the podcast cares what we're doing for Dan's birthday.
It's because he's Mexican.
Yeah.
His shirt was pretty badass, though. That one that he bought. You had me at Ola. And the guy is like, it's such a Mexican shirt. And I was like, no, you're not wearing that tonight. You're wearing the nice shirt.
He should have wore that. He would have got so many chicks.
There was not a lot of chicks.
Speaking of at that party, I wore my red Converse shoes, the Chuck Taylors. Everybody loved my shoes. Every girl that noticed them wanted to take a picture with me.
Did you get your dick sucked?
No.
I feel like we need to go out with Joey, and I need to be the wing girl and try to make something happen.
That's true.
I don't want to meet a girl at a bar or anywhere, to be honest. I know.
Damn it, Joey. That's where you meet girls.
I know. Fuck it.
I met my girlfriend at a bar.
Is there nobody at school?
Well, we work together.
I don't go to school.
No. Nobody listened to me.
I'm registered for classes, and I turn in assignments. I don't go to school. I haven't been. I think I've been to school a total of like 3 times since we started this podcast thing.
Wow. Well, how else are you going to meet a girl?
I don't know. Probably not.
Match.com.
You know, of fish.
Are you also on the internet? We should be friends in sex.
You know, Ben and his ex-girlfriend set me up with a Match.com or some profile like that.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like, didn't ask me or anything. They're like, so.
We did this. Like, it's already been
We have something
done.
To show you.
This is like, you.
Are you fucking kidding me?
So. On Match.com.
This is your profile.
Yeah.
How high are you? I mean, high. How tall are you? Okay. 5'9", we put 6 foot.
But it's I am 6 foot.
It's just a couple inches. I know.
Okay.
I'm 5'9".
Oh.
I'm 5 feet.
You're short.
There is no way you're only 1 inch shorter than
Sai. I felt like such a giant going to Panama City. Dan is like 5'6". Joanna's like 5 foot. John is literally like 5 foot.
John is only like a couple inches taller than me, if that.
I felt like such a giant. Like, I was so tall compared to everybody there. I was
That's
like,
how I feel all the time.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. It felt good for a day.
Oh, no, I was saying I hated him. Like, well, all right, you guys have your conversation down there. Well,
I'm going to hang out out here. The
You're
fresh
out
air.
Of earshot.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem.
Panama City was awesome.
Yeah, we know. We took up the entire podcast talking about it.
You can chop and screw it. It'll be like a 5 minute fucking story.
Yeah, it'll still probably be like really 15 minutes bad. Long. It was a long. I'm looking at the time thing here. It was a good probably 20-30 minutes of talking about Panama City.
How far were we in the podcast when I started talking about it?
Like 40 minutes, and then we stopped at 1 hour and 10 minutes.
Sexy.
You know,
I'm
it's
making
funny.
Your job so hard.
This podcast hasn't been that bad in terms of inappropriate comments, but it's still by far going to be the one I have to cut the most.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
We should probably wrap up because we're hitting like 1 hour and 40 minutes now.
Well, all with right. all the cutting, you're
with all
do,
the cutting, it's probably going to be like an hour,
hour
and 20. Yeah.
No, I was thinking an hour.
So, you know, we'll start to wrap up
good.
Here.
It'll be good.
All right.
Yeah.
So next.
Any closing statements? Any closing thoughts?
Chapstick's great.
Chapstick's great. Bacon's great. Have I talked about the Baconator?
No.
I have this thing that's basically just like a rack for bacon. So you
microwave?
Can microwave like 20 strips of bacon at the same time.
Oh, I've seen
it's
it.
Amazing.
It was an awesome gift. And it actually tastes a lot better too. It tastes more.
It's like crispier.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like not microwave tasting. Because you know how when you cook things in the microwave, it just doesn't taste
like
as
microwave.
Good? But some leftovers are like better as leftovers.
Yeah.
I do like leftover pizza.
Like,
I don't know
pizza
why.
Is definitely better leftover.
It depends on where it's from.
Chinese food is better leftover.
Yes, it is. True too. Chinese food is better the next day.
Pasta sometimes is better, sometimes not.
No.
Depends on what sauce it's
I was going to say, sometimes it is. Not always, but sometimes.
Depends on the sauce. Yeah. She's right.
Yeah.
So, I am right a lot.
Yeah, just, you know.
Let's get over yourself real quick.
No, I am all about myself, bitch.
You're never right.
Yes, I am. Ask your
Losing
brother.
Your friends in a crowd to suck a country boy's dick is not right.
First
I'm
of all,
still
I wish
mad
I could
about
have
it.
Sucked his dick.
So I was right when I said that earlier.
Yeah, of course.
Close. You were close.
I mean, if Luke Bryan let me...
If he would have put his penis... If he would have unzipped his pants, his dick would have been in your mouth. Like, that's how close you were. I saw the pictures.
I know, but still. If I really could have... Oh my God, I would do whatever he wanted.
You know, you were permanently putting this out there on the internet.
I'm fine with that.
You don't give a fuck.
And Luke Bryan's like, I'm all about well, my maybe.
Girlfriend. I love you. I love you, girlfriend. Can't say your name unless you're on a podcast. Alyssa.
I'm pretty sure you've said her name before. So.
I have. I do love her. She's the best.
Even better than me?
Way better than me.
I just love Luke Bryan.
Yeah, we know. We don't care.
We already heard that.
And Colton Dell.
Colson Daly.
Hey, you want to finish the N Plus Let's Play?
Yes.
Or can we? At least go further?
I don't know if we'll finish it. Wait, how far did we get?
We got through the first half, but the second half is way harder than the first
half.
We
got this. Let's do this right now.
Yeah. All right, so we want to wrap up the podcast, go record a Let's Play. Joanna can watch. Or commentate.
Yeah.
Or both.
Either go get us lunch.
We already ate.
We can eat again.
Nobody ate. I have not eaten. What are you talking about?
I ate.
I ate.
When did you eat?
I ate.
That's why I was late.
Here.
Oh my God. What?
I was late because I was at lunch.
You guys. Like, I lost my wallet. I have no idea where it's at.
You pulled up to my car as I was finishing my sandwich.
You were eating. That's right. I remember that.
Okay.
Dumb Pan has great sandwiches. That's my closing statement.
Can you get me food then?
I lost. We could order a pizza.
I would like that. I lost my wallet. I would pay you guys, but I lost my wallet.
Okay, we can order pizza. He wouldn't pay us. Because I don't want to go anywhere.
I would love you guys forever.
All right, so.
Did you hear me? What I just whispered?
It was like a low, like, sexy voice.
It's great. These mics, you can, like,
what'd
whisper
you say,
into them.
Though? I'll hear it on the podcast.
Yeah, you will. Do you listen to the podcast?
I do. I listen to all of
Joanna?
Them.
Joanna?
So do I.
Awesome. Yeah. I don't. Well, I do when I edit it, but I'm like, I don't want to listen to this shit again.
Because you hear, like.
Because you have to imagine, for every, like, hour the podcast is, it's at least an hour and a half to edit.
Right.
So, like, this will take me a good two and a half hours to edit.
It'll take, like, a day and a half to edit this.
So I'm, like, not up for that.
All right, N Plus, here we come.
All right. Thanks for listening to podcast number 12. Again, a shout-out to everybody on the Minecraft server.
Shout-out to Colleen. I told you I'd shout you out.
Yeah.
I already did once.
So you guys on the server are awesome, and you're making this possible for us to do it, especially if you sign up to be a sponsor, which isn't set up yet, so we'll talk about that later. For now, buy T-shirts.
Yeah, Team Hot Mess.
Team Hot Mess shirt isn't ready yet, but you can buy Frosted Gaming t-shirts.
They'll be ready very soon. Yeah. But Team Hot Mess, support us. So you can
support us, like us, Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah, like us on Facebook too.
Support our alcoholism.
Oh, right? Our website is frostedgaming.co, but I'm guessing if you're listening to this, you already know that, because that's where you're listening to it. But if somehow you found a way to listen to it in another way...
FrostedGaming.co. Tell everybody. Listen to
us. Yeah, share it on Facebook.
Do it.
Share it with your mom. Share it with your grandma, your little cousin.
I wouldn't say grandma. I think she'd be a little offended.
Yeah, you know,
cool grandmas out there, though.
Oh, you know, one of the older moms at the gym.
Oh, hang on. Time out.
She wanted to listen to the podcast, and I was like, And she was like, no, it's fine. I'm like, okay.
I have a story.
All right, what's your story? This is going to be the last story, then we're wrapping up.
This is the last story for real. We'll wrap up. My grandma and my mom are like, none of them drink at all. My mom had a beer like a year ago for the first time. She's like,
first time ever, or just like 40s, first time in a long
first
time.
First time ever. Or really? I don't know, first time in a long time. She doesn't drink.
Okay.
My grandmother though, she's coming down to Florida to visit. I just watched her on Facebook take a shot.
That's exciting.
72 or 62?
Badass grandma.
72, I think.
Go grandma.
She's 62. She's a fucking badass bitch. Like, I watched her take a shot. I've never seen her drink before in my life. She's the sweetest person you've ever met in your entire life. Like, up north, like, yuns, instead of y'all, they say yuns. She says, it drove me fucking crazy. I see all your face. It drives me fucking crazy. She said, yuns want something to drink. I said, y'all! Say y'all!
But really, it's you all. Fucking y'all, that's a Tampa thing.
No, y'all is a southern thing.
It's a southern thing. Y'all.
Yeah, it's still...
But I didn't know yuns was like a northern...
Because I'm from Coral Springs, Florida.
Well, you've never been up north.
Yeah. Well, no, see, because I'm from Coral Springs, and everybody in Coral Springs is from New York. It's like a 5-mile by 5-mile square in Fort Lauderdale. Everybody's from New York.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like living in New York, but not in New York.
Yeah, no, it's true.
And everybody there properly says you all, because...
Really?
English. Yeah.
Well, but that's because Miami. English. Miami area is completely different.
Miami's like more Spanish.
Yeah, but regardless of that, that whole Fort Lauderdale, Miami, all that area is completely, that's not, yes, it's in South Florida, but that's not Southern.
No, like, well, none of Florida is Southern. Yeah, there is no Southern part of Florida.
Southern like, from Naples and up.
Yeah, like Georgia, Naples. Alabama, Naples.
No, that's Miami, like, Naples. No, whatever, y'all.
No, I see what you're saying. Anyway, you all, like us on Facebook, and...
You all of you.
And if any of you grandma, happen to be... you know, drive a truck and sexy retina. I'm
just like your dick.
Well, I don't know about all that, but
she's gross.
You're gross. I like
Sai
them.
Gross.
Fabulous.
I'm fucking sexy.
You're kind of gross.
I'm not gross.
Actually, Sai and I came to the conclusion
because I drink wine out of a bottle. That's it makes me classy.
That's not what I'm talking about. No, it doesn't.
Really?
If you had a monocle, it would, but you don't have a monocle. All right. Anyway, we need to wrap up this podcast.
Okay, guys. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Sai's grandma's awesome. Shout out Minecraft people. Okay, done.
Bye.
Bye.
Podcast.
Out.